Hello and welcome back to another AS Roma Press podcast. I'm your host, James Goodison, found on Twitter at James Goodison, surprisingly the same name. I'm joined by Roma Press owner John Solano, who can be found at Solano_56, as well as Claudio and Giovanni from at the Roma Club NYC. Hello, fellas. How
are
you doing?
Great. How are you?
Yes, not too bad, not too bad. So we're coming off a 4-1 win against Lazio in the second Rome derby of the year. And this one finds Roma now in third place. 4-1 in the end was the full result. It was a busy derby, goals, obviously five of them, a red card right at the end, and a very, you know, up and down match. There were both teams had over 15 shots each. What did you make of the derby in general, Claudio?
Hi, all. So, I mean, it was a very exciting derby. As you know, it's always very hard. There's a lot of tension going on, and especially was after the break. So there were 2 weeks in between, and makes things even harder in a way. But I think that Rome played well. We actually had a little bit of turbulence right after Lazio scored the goal, but I guess overall we showed the difference in quality and points that divides Rome from Lazio, and I guess, you know, that was pretty self-explanatory in the result.
And obviously there were some couple of key players in the derby itself. Szczęsny was such a, you know, either really, really good or absolutely abysmal goalkeeping. Fantastic save in the second half to deny Lazio a goal, as well as a bit of a gaffe for, you know, the goal that Roma conceded in the end. But one player that's worth pointing out is Stefan El Shaarawy. He's scored 6 goals now in 9 matches for Roma. It's been a pretty impressive, you know, start for him since January. And do you think that this is El Shaarawy rediscovering that potential that that AC Milan sort of put into him over the past couple of seasons? Or do you think it's just a bit of a hot streak, and knowing Roma's luck, he'll be back to sort of normal level anytime soon?
Like, I can tell you that he scored, like, in Monaco during his staying in Monaco, he scored 0 goal in 15 games. Right now, he already scored, as you said, 6 in 9, not counting the assists that he made. So I think the difference is really in the goals that he scored.
And do you reckon he'll push on, John? Do you reckon that we'll make it a permanent signing at the end of the season?
Yeah, definitely. Roma have a number of players on loan. You know, in terms of, you know, who should stay, who should go, we can debate each player. But I believe El Shaarawy should be the number one priority, in my opinion. You don't find a player so cheap scoring at this high of a level. And he's still so young. So I think it makes complete sense that they have to make this permanent. I don't know about the rest of the guys, but I think it's 99.9% that they'll sign him. I don't think there's any question whatsoever regarding his ability. I mean, we saw what he was able to do in Milan. He struggled in Monaco, but I think now he's really coming into his own, and I think it'd be absolutely foolish to let him walk away from the club at this point.
And Giovanni, let's talk more in broader terms about Roma's season. Obviously, a very disappointing start with Rudy Garcia. It's changed now. Spalletti's come in. Roma find themselves third. They're actually 7 points above Fiorentina in fourth spot, and only 4 points behind Napoli, who, of course, we're playing very, very soon. We've got that to deal with. Do you consider, you know, us guaranteed Champions League football next season? Do you think we can push Napoli out of second spot, or do you think that Roma should still be wary about Fiorentina and Inter, who both sort of tripped up at the weekend?
I think the Champions League is guaranteed. I think Spalletti did a tremendous job. He's really good. He's amazing how better he got since he left Roma a few years ago, I also think he was helped by El Shaarawy and Perotti. Great. And I was amazed by the depth of the bench that Roma has now. If you look at yesterday's game, who was on the bench? And we had three substitutes, and they were all good. Plus, we had Strootman, Totti, De Rossi, Mike Conn, a lot of other people on the bench. I was confident about second place before Inter. Then when, difference was 7 points, I was a little bit more skeptical. But I believe that Napoli, knowing that he's not going to win the Scudetto, is probably not going to do as well as he did. Higuain has probably one or two or three game suspension. So I'm pretty confident that we can make the second point, the second place. And if not, the third is, I think, is guaranteed.
Actually, you brought up Higuain. Obviously, we're playing Napoli in 3 weeks' time. That's Monday, the 25th of April. Before that, though, we're entertaining Torino. And then before that, we're playing Atalanta away from home and Bologna before that. John, you seem to think Higuain will be banned from Roma's game. What do you think an impact that will have?
He's set to miss four matches. I think that's huge. For me, the Napoli manager, Sarri, he's like Rudy Garcia. He has so few other options that he goes to. That whole Napoli team seems to function through Higuain. So I think by him missing four matches, that is absolutely pivotal. I think Roma should win all four of these upcoming matches that they have, including Napoli. They have them at home. They even drew Napoli away earlier in the season while Garcia was still the manager, and they were playing very poor football at the time. So I think it'll have a huge impact. I think if there was ever a chance for Roma to make the jump from third to second, it is now in these next 3 to 4 weeks. I think Napoli are really going to struggle. The gap, is only a few points now. So as long as Roma keep winning, they'll have that direct head-to-head clash with Napoli in a few weeks, and that'll be the chance. And I'm confident that they will jump over them, and Roma will finish second, and then Napoli will finish third.
I mean, Napoli only have to drop 4 points while Higuain's away in those four games for Roma to catch up if they get kept the perfect record. And obviously that head-to-head is going to be pivotal, one of the final games as well. Just moving quickly on, because we've got to wrap up now, but the season itself is starting to wrap up, and rumours are starting to start floating around about this transfer, that transfer. And at the time of recording, Antonio Conte has just been named Chelsea boss. There's a lot of talk in England to a degree that he wants Nainggolan to join him in London. Do you think there's a possibility of that?
No, I think the only one that will be sold, if there is a major sale for a player in the 11, it'll be Pjanic. He has a buyout clause, so a sale would be very easy. But I don't think Roma are foolish enough to sell both Nainggolan and Pjanic in the same window. I think if one is going to go, it'll be Pjanic, which, say what you want, he's a great player. But I would much rather keep hold of the Belgian as opposed to Pjanic.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we've run out of time now, but make sure to catch all of your Roma needs at AS Roma Press. Another podcast will be coming along very, very soon. Thank you very much for joining me, boys.